Tell them, and this is what I feel God's telling us. Tell them, and this is King James word. I'm not making this word up. Leave all of their stuff. Because they will be able to live on the good of the land. I want to challenge you for a minute to leave all of your stuff here. Elder, you've already mentioned it. Whatever you got in your head, whatever you think, whatever you're frustrated about, whatever you're offended about, whatever the way we used to do it, all the old methods, all that's great. But leave the stuff there. Get on the wagon that the leader has sent to you, and God is going to give you the fruit of the land. I do believe you're going to build that new sanctuary. It's not on the timetable you were thinking, Pastor, but it's still going to happen. God's still going to fill it. Come on, somebody's got to talk to me. God's going to fill this house. When you begin to reach after what God calls the least of these, He will then put all of His authority, power, and resources behind it, and God will send revival. We got to get the stuff out of the way and allow God to have His way in the name of Jesus Christ. I feel to tell this church, you have only just begun. The best is yet to come. The wagons are on the way. God is going to bring increase. Don't be weary, Pastor, in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I love you, my friend. Would you pray for this leader? The wagons are on the way. Provision. Grab somebody right now. Provision's on the way. Pray for somebody. Provision's on the way. Healing's on the way. Health is on the way. We're going to live off of the good of the land in Jesus' name. Egypt was always known as the enemy. Egypt was always known as negative. But He said, you're going to live off the good of the land. Hey, the church is going to start living off the good of the land. We're going to start living off of enemy territory. We're going to start conquering principalities and powers and things present and things to come in Jesus' name. There is victory coming to this house in Jesus' name. Amen. One more time I say to this church, do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Let it be so in the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. I love you. I love this church. Woo, you guys ready? Amen. Okay, where's my kids at? All right, I need everybody in the house who is 12 and under, I need you front and center. 12 and under, I need you front and center quickly. Quickly, quickly. We already got our teenagers over here. Are you guys ready? You guys told me a few minutes ago you guys were ready, okay? All right. So here's a few things that we've got to do here. Active listening. We're going to do our rules real quick. Everybody put your left hand in the air. Put it right here behind your ear. For active listening. God is getting ready to talk to us, and He's already spoken to our leadership. He's already spoken to the church. He's getting ready to speak to our families and our children. And so we're going to listen to what God has to say. And yes, we'll get wound up and wild here in a minute, but we're going to listen to what God has to say. And then everybody put your hand up here, make a fist, and on the count of three, you're going to say best effort. One, two, three. One, two, three. We're going to give best effort. We're going to, now, elders, best effort here in a few minutes, it may just be, oh, Jesus. Okay, I understand that, and that's okay, all right? That may be your very best effort. But our children, I want to see best effort. We're going to give God everything He's got, and then God's going to visit us in the altar call. I know He is. I believe it. And we're going to give best effort when that happens. We're going to give Him all we've got. And then everybody, left hand right here, put by your lips. Careful communication. One, two, three. Careful communication. We're going to be careful what we say to each other. After service, we're going to speak life, not death. We're going to be encouraging about what God is doing. But most importantly, when we come into the altar, we're going to have careful communication to Jesus Christ. And we're going to worship Him. We're going to magnify Him. We're going to give Him praise in Jesus' name. Is that all right? All right, I need everybody to stand because you got to stretch. All right, we got to get in kids mode here. I know it's kind of been heavy. We're switching. Are you guys ready? You guys ready? Okay, everybody stretch. Stretch. Stretch high. All right, stretch low. Stretch wide. Touch your toes. All right. Now, Brother Gavin, I'm going to need you down here. Sister Tasha, I'm going to need you down here. We're getting ready to do deep, deep wells. I'm going to need you, right? Can you help me do deep, deep wells? All right. Come on down and get a friend. Go get a friend. Go get a friend. Go get a girl. Okay. Okay. You get a friend. Come on down. All right. You've already asked me if you could come help me. Sister Moorhead. Yeah. Get a friend. Get a friend. Brother Gavin, get you a friend. Sister Tasha, go get you a friend. All right. I need you guys to come down here and help me. Okay. All right. Just everybody spread out. Okay. Are you guys? Okay. Okay. Are you guys ready? We're going to do deep, deep wells. Now, here, some of you were here Wednesday night, some of you weren't. Here's what I need you to do, okay? You're going to stir that up, okay? And then you're going to switch, and you're going to stir it up, okay? And deep cries out to deep, okay? Deep cries out to deep. And then if you don't know what to do, you just kind of swim, okay? All right? Now, I hope you don't mind, but before we sing, I need to change real quick because I feel uncomfortable. I'm going to go change and come right back out, and then we're going to sing. Is that okay? I'm just a little uncomfortable. Is that okay? Okay, just 1 second. Just hang on. And then 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, you know what? I feel so much better now. Okay, excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay. All right. Here we go. Here we go. I just feel really comfortable. Pastor keeps saying, Pastor keeps introducing me from the guy up north. So I figured I should be the guy up north. Okay. Here we go. I just quenched the spirit. It's right up here. It's an open heaven. You're releasing, and we will never be denied. Cause we're stirring up. Cause we're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep waters.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, there we go. There we go. Come on, big kid. Come on, big kid.
Stirring up deep, deep wells.
Deep cries out. Deep cries out. Deep cries out. Deep cries out. tonight. Are you ready? Let it gather. Let's do it. Come on. Come on there. Yeah, right here.
You guys ready? Here we go.
If it goes to the left, then we'll go to the left. If he goes
right.
To the right, then right. We'll go to the right. We're going to jump, jump,
what?
Jump in the
what?
Red. Jump, 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 jump.
Jump
in the river.
Jump, jump,
jump, jump. Everybody goes to the left. We'll go to the left. Goes to the right.
Right.
Go to the right. We're gonna shout,
shout,
shout, shout.
Yeah.
Shout, 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 shout.
Big clap. Don't clap your hands on these people. Shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Do a praise break right here.
Deep cries out.
Let's give our best effort.
Deep cries out.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Is there anybody, you may be seated this week, that you received some victory in the house? Any families received some victory? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so in Jesus' name. All right. I'd like for all hands and kids, moms and dads, boys and girls, please keep your hands inside of the moving automobile. Please, everyone, put your seat belts on. Please, no flash photography. It will scare my friends and mess up the experience for everyone else. Please do not go to the restroom during the next 5 minutes. You may trample or hurt someone. With my disclaimer being said, I need everybody with great enthusiasm as the lights begin to go off to give me 10,
9,
8, all clap those hands.
Ladies, say it.
Oh, praise you. Praise you in the house.
We
thank you by your
name. Oh, lift those hands to the Lord.
We worship you.
We worship you, oh Lord.
Let the front of the church
right.
Lift their hands.
We thank you by your name.
I got to tell you, none of those puppeteers have ever done that song, and most of them have never done a puppet song before. So three of them are your kids. Give them a great big hand clap. All right. So here's what I need. I need all of the girls 12 and under on this side. Sister Tasha, I need you to be, can you be team captain? I know you're pretty competitive. That may have been a bad idea. But anyway, if you'll go ahead and come over here. Brother Gavin, we might as well have fun. Going to go ahead and have you right here. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. You may need to take the baby off too. I don't know. Okay. I can feel I'm quenching the spirit. We don't want to quench the spirit. Okay. So now what we need here is, are we ready? Okay, now I'm going to need some student guys on, where's all my guys? Guys, come on down here, hurry, hustle, all my youth. So I need everybody 18 and under. I need you down here now. Hurry. I need the guys down here on this side, okay? Actually, you know what? We're just going to have, it's just going to be your side against your side, okay? So all of the kids go down there. We're going to do kids against youth, okay? All right. So, I'm a little glad Brother Kramer's not here because I don't want him to have a heart attack. I do see Sister Bishop back there, and so I know she will report these findings. So we want to be sure that all is well, so let's be careful. I'm trying to be really careful, Sister Bishop, I promise. I It's just water. It's not soap. We don't have time for that story, but nonetheless, okay. I did an activity with baby oil, and I looked up, and there I could see about 1,000 footprints in the carpet, and our basement leaked. And every time the basement leaked, you could see the footprints would rise back up. My pastor's wife nearly killed me over that one. So, okay, here's what we're going to do. The group, we are going to cheer. We're going to get excited. We're going to cheer you on. And this activity called, yes, water relay. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take the sponge, and you're going to run down. You're going to wring it out. And then you're gonna come back, okay? And so here's what we're gonna do. Brother David made a mistake, so we're gonna switch buckets. You're absolutely right, Brother Gavin. Thank you, sir. And so and you guys are gonna do the same. So somebody's gonna start. You gotta have a team strategy, Sister Tasha. You gotta have them lined up and ready to go, okay? And so you're gonna take it. You're gonna run it. You're going to wring it out. You're gonna bring it to the next person. First person to empty their bucket or within a reasonable time frame is going to be the winner, okay? So I need everybody, I'm going to need some excitement from my adults. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Come on, clap your hands, everybody like this, come on.
Let me hear you. Come on, leaders, let me hear you. Competitive sister.
You already know the issue.
Let's get pastor. Let's get pastor. That's a pastoral.
Oh, okay. I call a tie. Great job for everybody. All right, you may be seated. Oh, thank you, everybody. We love to have fun in the house. Right after church, some kids have asked me, these are Whoop Whoop water bottles, $10 out there. There's some Christian books for $5 a piece. So you can meet my wife or my daughter out there after church. But other than that, is everybody ready for the word of the Lord? I mean, hey, we have celebrated the greatness of Michigan. If I can be honest with you, I'm from Arkansas. My family would be probably more disappointed than what you were when that jersey went on. So just understand. But so glad that everybody's here. Now, I just need you to kind of focus in for a few minutes, okay? We're just going to, my guys are supposed to be taking care of me, but I'm going to need one bucket up here with me, with water. My guys are going to take care of it. They're going to be looking for that right there. We got a good plan in place. Okay, here we go. Thank you, fellas. And bring one of those out to me when you're ready. Okay. So, Scripture. We're going to talk today on vessels of transfer. Here's what Scripture says. Talks about vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. In any house, there are different types of vessels in the house. You've got those vessels that when Rosemarie comes over, you put them up on a little higher shelf than the other vessels. You've got some of those vessels that when the coals come over, your face starts to contort because you're just really worried about what may happen. And then there's some vessels you just don't care about. The kids can play, they can break, they've been broke 100 times. It's just not a big deal because every house has different types of vessels. Here's what Scripture says. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth. Some to honor and some to dishonor. Pop quiz, what type of vessel do you want to be? Do you want to honor God with your lips, with your praise and your worship, or do you want to dishonor with your thumbs on social media? I'm sorry, I know I've already picked on you on Friday night. I'll try to go easy, I promise. Do you want to honor or dishonor? If a man, therefore, purge himself from these, here's the good deal. Even if you mess up and you become a vessel of dishonor, and husbands and wives, you have intense fellowship on the way to church. That's the secret to our marriage, our happiness of 18 years. We drive to church separately as much as possible, even when it's in Ohio. It just takes care of a multitude of sins, I promise. If a man, therefore, purge himself. Anybody know how we purge ourselves? In New Testament, we are baptized in Jesus' name. We are cleansed. We purge ourselves. We get rid of all of the junk out of the vessel. I want God more than anything to clean my vessel. My wife, I hear her pray this over and over and over. God, give me clean hands and a pure heart. God, cleanse me. Purge me from within. Purge my family. God, protect my family from all the junk of the news station, from all the junk on the internet and all the junk on social media. God, purge me. David said it like this, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That word create is the word barak, and what it meant was literally create from nothing. So you've got the king that is saying, create in me a clean heart. He'd never been clean before. Maybe you are a Christian leader. Maybe your family is doing everything pretty good, but you're still not as clean as you need to be. Oh, God, I pray you sanctify our leadership. You sanctify my home. We need some priests of the home to step up and say, sanctify my home. Maybe you're a woman in your home, and you're the only saved member. So therefore, God has made you the headship of your home spiritually, and you can pray over your home, and you begin to say, God, purge my home. Purge my vessel. Purge purge my spirit. When I walk into the house, I want to walk in with a good attitude. When I come into the church, I'm going to enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. I'm going to be thankful unto him and bless his name. I'm going to come in with an expectancy that God is good all the time, Pastor Harry, and all the time my God is good. He is great and greatly to be praised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Woo! I got the parents first, and then we went to the kids, and now we're back to the parents. God's good in the house. Sanctified for me for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Wednesday night, we were practicing for puppets, and Rosie was doing a book. She did the main sermon. She was sitting up here, and I got to be honest, she was grumpy. And Daddy was grumpy. Brother Gavin was grumpy because we were just all a little grumpy. Brother Gavin's never been grumpy in his life. Look at that big old smile. And I just went and I grabbed my baby's hand. I said, Lord, we're here for one reason and one reason only. We're here to minister. We're not here to put on a show. We're not here to entertain anybody. We're here just to be a vessel. Use my baby. Help my baby. And what we got to do is we got to sanctify ourselves and get ready for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. If the family, I'm not trying to be grumpy here, but if the first time you've prayed on a Sunday morning is when you enter this building, you've prayed too late. You need to pray at home and say, before I even get there, prepare my heart, prepare my mind, give me peace, put gentleness in my mouth and kindness in my mouth and lovingness in my mouth. And you need to enter those doors with worship. What happens is, generally, even the leadership, a lot of times, the first time we pray is 10 minutes right after we've done the little praise practice. And that's why it takes 45 minutes, and it feels like you're in a wrestling match all during church, and you're feeling this tug, and at some point in the church, you feel the shift. That's when the Spirit breaks forth. But what would happen if we'd already do that wrestling match ahead of time? That way the shifting's already taken place in the Spirit. And we walk into the house with authority. We walk in like king's kids. Our head, elder, our head held high. We're not walking in ashamed. We're walking in with grace and anointing and authority and the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I just want you to prepare me. I said it, I don't know, I think I said it on Friday night. I don't like being the sixth man. I don't want to be on the bench. Put me in the game, coach. I'm not here to be a spectator. I'm not here taking notes to see how Pastor Harry does and grade him and grading on the curve of the leadership team and all that. No, put me in the game. I'm ready to worship. I'm ready to praise. I'm ready to anoint somebody. I'm ready to clap my hands. I want to be, put me in the game, coach. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Parents, I've been in youth ministry for over 18 years, and I'll never forget. I did a youth fundraiser, and we auctioned off students to go to people's homes to do work. And we raised like $1,500 that day for Youth Congress. And I'll never forget where we had a parent that told his son, "Don't you stand. Don't you raise your hand for any availability. Don't you help clean up this room. That's not what you're here for. It's the youth pastor's job. It's not your job." And I watched that parent hold his children back that day. And from that day forward, I watched the decline. And unfortunately, they're not saved today. But we pray that God will save them eventually. But my challenge is, parents, don't hold your kids back. Throw them in the deep end of the pool. Make your kids work. Let your kids be involved. Hey, I know Thursday night they came in late, sweaty at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night and had to go to school and then come back Friday night for youth service and stayed up late and then they're back again today. I'd rather them be wore out in the church than wore out in a club, wore out in the back seat of a car, wore out somewhere else. I want my kids in the church. Holy Ghost. I want to be sanctified and prepared for every good work. Not what work I want to be done, but every good work that the Master wants to use me for. In Jesus' name. We're going to talk about a few vessels, and I'm so glad to have my wife that's here today, and Reverend Dr. Bobby Faye Moorhead, ordained minister and PhD of education. And she's here today, and she doesn't always get to go with me, but we met Brother Harry in that conference, and she said, I'm going. I'm just going. I got to go meet Sister Andrea. I got to meet those kids. I'm coming. And she came in the middle of she skated here on ice skates. And so we're glad that she's here, and she's going to talk for a few minutes. Brother Gavin's getting us some light. She's going to